Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. These are Jesus' words, and he says that the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I have come that they might have life and life more abundantly. And I like that word, more abundantly. My dear brothers and sisters, I have a question for you. Have the experiences you have been through made you a different person from the one God intended you to be? Have the people, pursuits, and pleasures you chose resulted in a feeling of hopelessness about your future? When you lose your sense of worth, it is hard to believe God could love you. But let me tell you that He does. He loves you dearly. He knows that hidden inside you is a person that can do great things for him. That's why he's stirring your heart and letting you know he's moving in your life. So my behest to you is respond to him in faith. Respond to him. Say, Lord, I believe. Dare to believe that he can make you a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 talks about that. Shift your confidence from your own weakness to His power. Trust in Him rather in yourself. Whether your wounds were self-inflicted or caused by others, Jesus will heal you and raise you up again. You say, but you don't know the things I have done and the people I have hurt. Jesus does, and He wants to straighten out the crooked places in your heart and make you whole. But you must allow him access to every area of your life. When he comes into your heart, my dear brothers and sisters, you will never be the same broken person again. Amen. David's sins became a national scandal. But when God forgave and restored him, he wrote, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things." Hallelujah. I love that psalm, Psalm 103, 2 to 5, right? Notice the potential benefits of committing your life to Christ. Number one, you get forgiveness. Number two, you're healed. Number three, you are free from destructive habits. Number four, you receive mercy. And number five, you receive satisfaction. My dear brothers and sisters, in all these years, ever since I was 14, I gave my life to the Lord. I have never, ever regretted following Jesus. I'm so grateful to the Lord for all these years that God has been gracious and merciful to me. And I tell you, He looks at you and He wants to optimize that potential that He has placed within you. So go ahead, believe in the Lord, believe in the promises, and I promise you that His word will never fail for you. His word is truth, and every promise of the word of God will come to pass for your life today. Believe Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you because you love us so dearly. Your word says, "My sheep heareth my voice," in the same chapter of 10. Lord, you express that, "Lord, my sheep heareth my voice and they follow me. And I care for them and no one can snatch them from my hand. And I will give them eternal life." Father, I thank you, Lord, that for your care upon our lives, for your love towards us. And I pray today, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you will envision us, empower us, enable us, equip us to understand. Oh, Father, open our subconscious mind. Give us the revelation knowledge of your word. And I pray that we will never be the same. We'll be changed and transformed even today. And Lord, I pray that we will live our best because you came to give us abundance of life. Hallelujah. God kind of life. And today we will enjoy it. Father, I thank you as your people step out to their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them. Oh Father, help them to abound in the glory of God and the power of God. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health, that today they will leap up and leap forth. Oh Father, like a stalled calf. Lord, because there is healing in your wings, your word says in Malachi 4:2. And for this, when the Son of Righteousness will rise, there is healing in them. We will leap forth like a stalled calf. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, even right now, the word of God will penetrate the spirit, soul, and body, and they will be revived and restored back to health in Jesus' name. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in the name of Yeshua the Messiah, the Son of the Most High God. We give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Great weekend. And do not forget to fellowship with the saints in your church. Hallelujah. God bless you. And bye for now.